guy is saying. And I don't think you have a clear, concise understanding of what he's saying. He's not, he's covering each party having their own effect on where we stand today.
I understand that, Danny.
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Because what he's saying, it needs to be corrected. Whoever is standing in the skillet that's hot need to get their feet burned off. That is what he's basically saying. Not that any better than the other, because everything that you spoke about are statistics that came from a place you say you can fact check them. The fact checker that you're using could have the facts wrong.
Well, prove me wrong. Danny, I hear what you're saying, brother, but prove me wrong, because my information doesn't come from just one source, brother. Okay?
Yeah.
I have fact-checked the fact-checker. So what I'm saying is there's a huge difference what's going on with somebody that is, we got people up there that do not want to do things that want to benefit our society. And the whole gist of this conversation and this program, and I'm loving every minute of this. You already got it. You guys know that.
Yes, we know.
I love a good fight. No, seriously though, prove what I'm saying wrong. You're right. But you got one party, man, that has spent 9 months investigating a doggone laptop. And what I'm saying is not the same things. You've got, and if you can pull up some things, I just play for you guys some of Biden's accomplishments. I just played for that. The lowest unemployment rate. Come on. The highest job market. The most jobs created. He's in what manufacturing, bringing it back to this country right now. But now, like I said, the problem with the Democrats is that they have not found an effective way to get the message across. Okay? But there is there's a total difference. Yeah. Everybody, okay, we got 12 people right here. Okay? On one side, you got 3 that's corrupt. On the other side, you got 9 that's corrupt. Okay? And that's what I'm saying is that's the difference between the two. Okay? Let's get something done. You do not default on your debt. If you got a good credit rating, and see, think about it. If you shut down the government, some people are going to be furloughed. They may never, those people that's getting furloughed may never get paid. Oh, with Dr. Sims, she decided to join us. Thank you, Dr. Sims, for showing up.
Don't get cute now. I heard what you said about me, too.
Yeah, I sure did.
I heard you, too, Dr. Demery. I heard all y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get on.
I said, Dr. Demery is saying something. You need to move to your mic so we can hear you, Dr. Demery. But anyway,
I'm going to get a paycheck.
Right.
Don't shut the government down. I will not get a paycheck.
You know what I know. Exactly.
That's right.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, lady.
Hey, Dr. Sims.
I decided to make my way here. And no, I'm not playing hooky, William.
There it is.
I'm a grown woman. If I want to walk away, I'll walk away.
They said you was at a convention. How was the convention?
Don't worry about it, Dr. Demery. Don't you worry about it.
You'll be my friend now, Papa.
Yes, I'm back. I'm back for a minute. Yes, I got important things to do.
Yeah, we know. Okay.
Yes, sir. My sister heard you.
I'm glad she did hear me.
And Mike, thank you for having my back. And stop calling Mike a wimp. He's for truth.
No, Mike wimped out on me. Mike is what?
I still have to go take my blood pressure medicine.
Okay, because I know where you got you stirred up. I already know. Oh my God.
And I'm doing my job.
Can I say something? Because I listened to you all briefly.
Oh, please.
I'm going to hit it right where it belongs, because I was, studying in my word today, and I can't have confidence in nobody. I don't care if they blue or red, because the blood and the Crips, I told you before, sitting in the White House. And they deal with loyalty. They deal with loyalty on each side. I looked at what just happened with McCarthy, and because he
that's the Congress government,
it's everywhere. I don't care what you say. Okay, they deal with loyalty. Whether they're wrong, they deal with loyalty for you to go with their wrong. Okay, and if they're right, you deal with their right. Now, William, I heard you talking about this concrete evidence about what's written. We've talked about this before. And I'm for right, okay? That's why I pray for who I need to vote for, because I don't take people at face value what comes out of their mouth, okay? Because anybody can lie, okay? Unless they're walking around here pure as gold and walking like God, then anybody will lie because it's in their flesh, and I'm going biblical on this. But my thing is this, is that the Lord tells us don't put confidence in flesh, and that's exactly what it means. I know you say there's evidence, and yes, evidence is written. Oh, yes, history is written. All this. People write what they want you to see, okay, and what they want you to believe. They can always fix up numbers. It doesn't matter. That's actual facts. I work for corporations, and I know you did too because there's no competition here, William. But I work for companies who pad things and things like that and make them look good and all this kind of stuff in the public's eye. And so who's to say, and I'll just put it like that, who's to say that we are not fed a hill of beans in order to make themselves look good who are sitting in the White House? But what I'm looking at, and you were talking about mental health, they're causing this whole world to have a mental collapse. And the reason why I say this is because they have a tug of war within themselves. I am not at the forefront of their minds. Let's be real. The American people are not at the forefront. It is a tug of war. It's who's going to come out smelling like a rose, who's going to be able to flex. Yes, they've done some things, of course. And then, too, you know what? People are so bent on crucifying. I'm at this persuasion, like, who we're going to crucify today, okay? Who we're going to bring out old news on today so that we can put them on display. This is the way of the world. You look at the industry. All of them are following suit with this. When you have leaders who are messed up, okay, who are not examples in every area, what do you expect everybody else to be? They will be at each other's throats. My prayer is that, you know what, somebody go in there with some sense and just lower the hammer. And yeah, we say the Democrats have some sense, and we say the Republicans have some sense, but they all got some little dirty secrets, okay, that just haven't come out yet. And they target those that they want to target because they have an agenda to do what they need to do. And I believe that. And that has been proof in the pudding down through the years. Oh, we say it's not written, but evidence. Any fool can see what is going on these days. Any fool, anybody who's unlearned, got a half an ounce of sense, can see what is going on. The democracy of this state is messed up. Now, I question about all those millions and trillions of dollars that they sent over into Ukraine. They said he was a thug, okay? They said he was a crook. So what happened to all that money that they sent over there and want to send over more while people are being injected with drugs, is calling them, having them be zombies. They are, and I'm not against illegals, but they want to house the illegals and step right over the homeless. These are Republicans and Democrats want to step right over them. The trafficking in this nation is a horrific mess. The food prices are gone sky high. They're giving you less of or making you cost more, but they want to give our money away across the seas to make themselves look better. And still, in histories of time, we were still overlooked while they were making all of these rules. It's like they walked right past America and trying to flex over in these other countries. Do you know that these other countries really don't like us, but I believe we're being pimped out for our resources. I really do.
They'll take our money.
And I'm just saying, as long as you keep giving it, okay, they're going to take it. And I said this once before when my husband was alive. Just a good illustration. I could be wrong, y'all, but this is just my theory with watching people and watching what's going on. They have an agenda, just like, you know, they used to come to my husband for money all the time, and he was freely giving it. until I told him, I says, they're using you, because I have a good sense of that. They're using you for a game. And then he heard one say, we're going to go have lunch on the bishop. She cried and snotted about a bill need to be paid. But she used him to gain that resource and went and had lunch on him. That is like a mockery, laugh in your face kind of thing for you being so soft and so kind. And I'm not saying folks to not be kind to our neighbors. I'm not saying that, you know, we open, you know, for people to come and find the resources. But when you're going to tap into my Social Security, okay, when you're going to tap into my little old money, all right, and then come talking about you getting ready to do a recount because you feel like you've been giving me too much Social Security, but yet you turn around and give those on the border $2,200 off the bat, and they are not working, not thinking about working. They're collecting bank, and you're going to walk past me. Yes, I'm an American, and I'm hellish mad because this is facts, folks. That's right in our faces. I don't care if it's Republican and Democrat. Why don't they get to the table and talk about that? Okay?
Let me just share something with you. It is the Republicans that want to take your Social Security. Let's get this straight right now. And is, Mike, you shaking your head, and I can appreciate you shaking your head. That is a fact, Mike. That is an absolute fact. When Joe Biden gave his speech in front of Congress, he stood up and said, there are some Republicans that want to take your Social Security away, and they booed him. But then, if you do your research, you'll find out that there are bills, okay? I do not have the Republican congressmen that have sent him a letter, and they do want to take away your Social Security. They have been doing it for years. That is factual. That is hey guys, I promise you,
Social Security, that's the kiss of death, and none of them are going to do it.
Then the question is, why are they still threatening to do this then? Because they have been.
I haven't heard one Republican threaten to take away Social Security.
Mike, are you serious right now? I tell you what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I don't have time to fact check it right now, and if you do, please check it up, because there are more than one that wants to do that. They want to eliminate your Social Security. And I've got to go. Let me finish. Okay. That is an absolute fact. I don't know what outlets you guys are looking at or what periodicals you are reading or whatever it is, but it's been there for years. They wanted to get rid of affordable health care. You guys knew that, right? You guys already knew that? Yeah, because Trump got up there and said he wanted to replace it, and he had something else in place and never produced it in 4 years. They want to get rid of that. They want to give tax breaks to the wealthiest, the people that really don't need it. And as a matter of fact, the country would not be in such of a deficit if they would tax the wealthiest. I'm talking about the 1-5% wealthiest. I'm talking with billions of dollars appropriately. Don't come to me with this two-side stuff. I'm not buying this garbage.
We have a right to do so. This is America.
Don't come to me with it.
For my feelings, and so Mike and everybody.
Your feelings are your feelings, and my feelings are mine.
Exactly.
My point is,
we can't beat each other over this. And this is a plan for us to separate, because the White House is divided within
the Biden Congress.
You have Republicans divided against Republicans, Democrats against Democrats. A house that's divided is going to fall.
It's going to fall, but you cannot.
Anything to get you the way you are so that we can have a mental breakdown. The devil is a cock-eyed lie, and I will say it and stand on it. If they would do an enema in the White House and get some of them old farts out of there and put some new blood in there so that they have some sense, that will vote on some things that will benefit the people, the children of God, this nation, who they work for, who they forgot that they work for, and they're calling the shots, then things will be run right, and they would make stop making these fictitious reports for people like you, myself, and everybody believe.
Go, Dr. Sims, go.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, there are fictitious reports, and guess what? I'm not buying those fictitious reports about the Republicans are trying to do something, because everything, if you want to talk about reports, you can look at it at yourself. They are not trying to do anything. They're striking down everything that you want.
Hold on. Y'all getting a little heated, so let me help.
Well, yeah, I love the heat.
Time magazine. Biden, this is an article from Time magazine, how Biden got Republicans to run away from their history of pushing Social Security and Medicare cuts. It was written by Eric Cortalisa, on February 10th, 2023. An odd thing happened at this week's State of the Union. President Biden and congressional Republicans got into a skirmish about an issue over which apparently they completely agree. Neither party, it seems, wants to make changes to Social Security or Medicare during upcoming negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. Some Republicans want Social Security and Medicare to sunset, Biden said, drawing a cacophony of boos from GOP lawmakers. The firebrand Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene stood up, gave him a thumbs down, and called him a liar in what quickly became a viral moment. That's okay, Biden retorted. I enjoy conversion. I enjoy conversion. The president may not have extracted as clear a concession from the opposing party as he claimed. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters last month that changes to those programs were off the table in talks to prevent the federal government from defaulting on its debts. Yet, the president was not exactly elevating a fringe GOP idea. Democratic strategists and conservative policy analysts have since marveled at how Biden was able to prod GOP leaders into running away from a position that was for years championed by some of their leading lights, including former House Speaker Paul Ryan. Mm-hmm. The president did a masterful job of boxing Republicans in, Jim Manley, a former senior aide to the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, tells Time. Democrats have been salivating at the chance of using this issue. Biden was referring directly to a plan released last year by Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who led the party's Senate campaign arm during the 2022 midterm elections. It called for sunsetting of all federal programs every 5 years, mm-hmm. unless Congress explicitly votes to keep them going. Such a proposal could put expensive programs like Social Security and Medicare in danger of ending or shrinking. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has repeatedly denounced Scott's proposal, which wasn't promoted by any other major candidates. But Scott wasn't alone among Republicans in floating ideas that could lead to the paring back of federal entitlements. The Republican Study Committee, a quasi-in-house think tank for the House GOP conference, unveiled a 2023 budget blueprint last year that would raise the Medicare eligibility age from 65 to 67 and the Social Security eligibility age from 65 to 69. These ideas were deemed politically perilous enough that even former President Donald Trump intervened 2 weeks ago as the debt ceiling fight was heating up. Under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security, he said in a video posted on his social media platform, Truth Social. It's a development that reflects a major shift from the 2010s when Ryan, as a wonky Wisconsin lawmaker, made reforming the two programs an animating principle of his budget proposals. Those ideas made him enough of a GOP mainstay that Mitt Romney, the party's presidential nominee in 2012, tapped Ryan to be his running mate. after they lost, former Speaker John Boehner picked Ryan to chair the powerful House Ways and Means Committee in 2015. Yet, the boisterous back and forth between Biden and congressional Republicans during the State of the Union speech suggests that the future of entitlement programs enacted in the 1930s under President Franklin Roosevelt will be a front and center issue in the 2024 elections. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, one of the leading potential challengers to Trump's bid for the GOP presidential nomination, has previously floated privatizing Social Security and restructuring Medicare. As a congressman in 2014, he voted on measures that would have raised the retirement ages for both programs and cut Social Security benefits. These are signs Democrats will try to weaponize that history against DeSantis if he, there are signs Democrats will try to weaponize that history against DeSantis if he can beat out Trump. In fact, Trump himself may try to do the same. Even so, it's clear that Biden wants to position himself now as a reliable safeguard against any changes to the programs that millions of Americans rely on. The day after his State of the Union address, Biden traveled to Florida to double down on his message. He's trying to position himself politically to be the savior of Social Security and Medicare, says James Capretta, a senior fellow at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, who has long advocated for overhauling entitlements. Let's be honest, that's what he's doing. It may work. To be sure, Republicans aren't the only ones who have proposed big changes to Social Security, as independent analyses have long shown that the program spreading has outpaced the committed revenue to pay for it. Former President Barack Obama released a budget in 2012 that was intended to improve the program's finances by scaling back the annual increases in Social Security checks. Biden, for his part, as a senator, voted in 1983 in favor of a bipartisan bill to tax up to half of Social Security beneficiaries who were over a certain income threshold. But over the last several years, the calls for phasing out or reforming those entitlements have primarily come from Republicans, including McConnell, Utah Senator Mike Lee, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. Some GOP insiders argue it's a red herring to make an issue out of what these legislators said during previous Congresses if they are no longer pushing for those changes. Everyone said dumb SH, 10 years ago, Neil Chatterjee, a former McConnell aide, tells Time. What is the reality today? Chatterjee, who is now a lawyer focused on energy issues at the law firm Hogan Lovells, adds that the Republican Party shifted much of its thinking on entitlements since Trump remade the party in 2016. As a consequence, the GOP is no longer bent on slashing those programs. It's a much more populist working class party. And I think there's a feeling that their base is an older, more populist base, and they contributed to these programs and they don't want to reform any of these programs anymore. I think this is a reflection of the new Republican coalition. Still, Biden has put Republicans on the defensive, in which they are now trying to disassociate from a position that many of them have previously held. Republicans have made clear that they will not propose cuts to Social Security and Medicare as part of a bargain to raise the debt ceiling. But Democrats like Manley C. N. Biden, a shrewd politician, or rather poll, they put, who has positioned himself as a solid defender of these programs against political adversaries who have spent years trying to reform them. It's very clear to me that the administration, and rightfully so, intends to make this a top-tier issue for the elections next year, he says. End of article.
And thank you.
Well done,
Ann. And that's exactly what I was saying. Because, like I said, the two-sides issue to me, it's not even close. It's really not even close. Because when you start talking about health reform, you start talking about feeding. Now and hopefully I can get to close to you when I'm saying this. the right wants to cut school lunch programs, and we've got facts on that too, to children going to school and needing to eat. And this is near and dear to me, and I'm going to tell you why. On this network, we interview a lot of different people. Of course, we have this talk show. We have many talk shows, but we have music, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And one thing that we've been focusing on is education. And there's a school out here close to me, and they've adopted this station as their station. And that is the Bushaw Middle School. And I was impressed with that, the way the school was kept, the principal, the vice principals, the staff. I met many of them. And I've been to that school several times. And one thing that impressed me when I was talking to the principal there, Ms. Waller, I hope you're listening. They feed their children breakfast and lunch. And you know what's heartbreaking to me, Mike, Danny, Dr. Sims, and Dr. Demery? Is that we're saying that sometimes that's the only meal these children get.
It's true. Yeah,
that's true. Very true.
Do you know who wants to cut out those programs? The Republicans.
I guess the Republicans, yeah, I guess so.
When you can't, when you don't want to feed our children, you, to me, it's over.
Which,
and then
which,
they get mad if somebody wants
to cut that out. Where's your basis for that? That the Republicans want to cut it out.
My basis for what? What do you mean? My basis?
You're saying that Republicans want to cut out those.
Because
programs.
Yes, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact,
which Republican wants to cut those things?
Well,
out?
Hey, Mike, I don't have all those names, but I'm gonna tell you what. Bro, I can give it to you. Please don't try me.
I would genuinely like to see it.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not a fan of either side, but.
No, I'm serious about this. And I can't get it to you. As a matter of fact, there is a video that I have in my library that I will be glad to send it to you.
Please.
I would be glad to send it to you.
I just found an article that does say that the largest ideological census in the House Republican Conference is proposing to steep cuts to free and reduce school lunch programs nationwide, citing the need to prevent the widespread of fraud. But they're doing this for fraud, though. I think we have to get the basis of it, because we have a lot. And I don't know, and I might be far left on this. First, I want to apologize for getting so heated.
No, get heated. We love the heat.
Hell no, girl, go.
We want the heat.
I was having a mental meltdown. Thinking,
don't get upset. We don't want you to have a heart attack.
I got you. Getting me hurt.
That's your brother.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just looking here because, and William, you're right about the children. That's some of the course of their only meals that they have because
that's
of
right.
the poverty. And I think that's why, in fact, then I know that's why I'm so heated, is because I believe on all sides that the troubles and the travesties that are happening in the United States were being walked past. And so this is by both parties, I feel. And because it is such at a high rate, how can you not see it on both sides? And my thing is, why is it not being addressed as it should? And that everything else is being addressed in far countries and people who are coming over, being bused in and what have you, to the point where I just saw a census or a conference where they want to put up these immigrants in empty buildings and things like that, but they're not even thinking about the ones who are lying on the streets. If you have all these empty buildings, and again, I'm not against anybody who wants to come here and have a better life, but by golly, look out for your own people here too, because there's a lot of children that are out in the streets. And my thing is it's like talking out of the side of your mouth. It's like being hypocrites, trying to save face and look good for somebody else when your country is going to hell in a handbasket. And that's a problem that I'm having. If you've got all this money to give to people who are coming in, and you have basically
illegally
passed those who are laying in the streets, who are sick, who are dying, and you look past them, giving them just enough to barely survive, okay? Not even really basically opening your doors. And if you open them, they have such a short period to stay. Now, there has to be some kind of remedy. I don't, mm-hmm. When we talk about educating the people, giving them jobs and what have you, it's just everything's going downhill. And I think that that's what's calling the mental disorders and things like that, that is going on because of the anxiety that is happening stress. In this United States, period. Okay.
Yeah. And that's why I said what I said, Dr. Sims. That's the reason why I started this discussion. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind mental health, anger, because I don't think there's, and please jump in anyone on the panel here, because of the situation that we as a country we're in right now, it has to affect your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Stress has an effect on the human body. It just does.
Exactly.
You look at people that are under a lot of stress, they're going to be sicker, they're going to get diseases, they're going to die sooner. Stress has a direct effect on the human body.
Yeah. Hey, Danny, please jump in.
Yes.
Brother Tinsdale, please jump in, and then we go directly to Dr. Demery, and I'll be back. Hey, I want to thank you guys also because, yes, this is the type of conversation that needs to be passionate. It needs to be heated because we're not, ladies and gentlemen, everybody here on this panel right here is over 21. Okay.
I told you that.
Some way over that.
I knew you were going to open
thanks,
my mouth back
times
then.
Three.
You're causing me much anxiety.
21 times three.
I told you that.
Okay. So, let's assume. Let's assume we are a bit older. We need to start.
Mature is the term. And mature.
This is for
and
our
I think
children.
Is older than all of us.
Becca, what did you say, Dr. Sim?
I said William is older than all of us.
Oh,
I
really? Are you serious right now?
It is true.
Now, where my
heart?
No, Dr. Oh, so you gonna go there, Dr. Sims? Are you definitely
going to
go?
William's the guy. Williams,
you're older than me.
Yeah. But guess what? You act like all of our grandmother. Okay, now. Yes, I did too. That's right.
I am not a grandma. I'm not
Hey, Dr. Demery.
Let Danny talk.
Hey, Danny, please.
You know you old.
You older than me. I can dance. Okay, Danny, go on.
My thing is, Mike is right. We don't have this thing.
I'm sorry. Hey, Danny, you broke up. What did you just say?
Are you heard what he said?
Rewind and play it again.
We do not.
I want to make sure that William caught that because the acoustics in here are terrible.
Yeah. What I'm trying to get William to see, he wants to disagree about this two-party thing. No, on both sides, there's enough fault to go around. Period.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay. That is the point that I hear coming from you. I hear that coming from Dr. Sims, from a more moral place with Dr. Sims, because she knows what the good book says. She understands what morality looks like. And then when I brought up the point about the morality of most of these characters that have gained these positions of authority, their character was never truly investigated to a point before they got the position. position.
Never vetted.
So now they're in the position. They're like a little puppet to the billionaires.
Yep.
But the billionaires can control them by dangling the carrot in their face. So they will play any role that's necessary to continue to be able to reach into the pockets of the rich and do things for their own families, things that they never have been afforded before. So that's the corruptible part of the human nature that exists in many that comes from poor, less than privileged backgrounds, right? So these guys with this money, they know how to manipulate not only Supreme Court judges, congressmen, senators, all of these people with authority. So like you say, it's on both sides. It needs to be cleaned up, even the Department of Justice, man.
Pull the handle and flush the toilet.
That part.
Yeah. He would rather implement a special counsel to do the work he don't want to do or the position he don't choose to stand in.
Wow.
And that's what we would.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
If you understand what I'm saying, and he would rather have a special counsel to come in and do the work. Well, what is your job? What is your position?
Well, it's like this with Merrick
Garland. Turn. It's my turn.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think the position is this.